get to our next guest. He covers the Louisville Cardinals. His name is Jeff Greer from the Courier Journal. Jeff, we appreciate the time today. Thanks for joining us. How's it going down there in lovely Kentucky?
It's raining and pretty miserable right now, but everybody's getting ready for the Derby in a couple weeks, so I think people are in a good mood.
All right, maybe not so lovely, but Devontae Parker's gotten some lovely reviews from people looking at his game tape coming out in the draft. He's kind of settled in there as the third best receiver in the draft. He obviously had a slow start to the year. He missed those first, I think it was six games with that foot injury. But when he came back, even with, you know, a quote-unquote unsettled position at quarterback, Jeff, he really had one heck of a second half of the year, averaged nearly 150 receiving yards per game.
Yeah, I mean, he was, when he came back, that, you know, Louisville's offense before he was, you know, before he was healthy, looked really disjointed. I mean, you know, they looked confused at times. They didn't have a guy that they could really, and especially in the passing game, obviously in the passing game, they didn't have someone who they could kind of just say, okay, you know, it's third and seven or whatever, you know, we know who it is to throw to, or, you know, third down inside the red zone. They didn't have that, you know, jump ball guy that they could get to, you know, and so when he came back, they looked so much more cohesive. They had a lot more big play ability, and he really just kind of changed their offense and gave them a much needed boost, you know, especially in games like Notre Dame. He was awesome against Florida State. He had a bunch of good games. And really kind of changed the entire complexion of their offense once he came back.
Let me ask you, how did teams play him in terms of, you know, you got to see him every snap. I've only seen a bunch of cut-ups and highlights and so forth. Do you feel as though he took advantage of substandard corners a lot of times, or that he took advantage of off coverage, or that of sloppy man-to-man? Because a lot of times people will look at stats, and they can be very deceiving, because sometimes he's doing some big-time things against guys who maybe aren't so good on the other side of the line.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, anytime you're playing, you know, Boston College or, you know, not to disparage those kids, but or Kentucky or schools like that, they're obviously not going to have, you know, the big time coverage guys that you might expect at other schools. But you know, Notre Dame tried to bracket him with, try to kind of zone him a little bit, you know, and he still was able to wriggle free for a really nice touchdown catch there. He had 214 yards against Florida State, which you know, to a lot of people, had the best secondary in the country.
They can play.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I think it ultimately came down to, you know, there would be times where teams would focus their entire secondary on just trying to figure out a way to bracket him or just get him completely lost in coverage. And, you know, the thing that he did really well was he would keep going until he was open or until, you know, the quarterback found him. You know, he doesn't give up on plays. So, you know, if the quarterback looks, you know, in the other direction and then back toward him. So, you know, he kind of figured out a way to keep being productive, really no matter who they were playing.
Final question on me about Parker, Jeff. You know, we know about his ability to get down the field. He stands almost 6'3", 6'2", and a half, 210 pounds. He can get deep. He's long. He's lanky. How is he in terms of being a consistent catcher in that short to medium intermediate range over the middle? Can he be that guy that can be a consistent possession guy for you over the middle, or do you think that's where he still needs to make that next step?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think right now, you know, if you were to ask me the one knock on him, that would be it, is that, and I've read that in quite a few places, too, and in the evaluation of him now is, you know, you still wonder, you know, he's got to be able to make more catches than he does. You know, and considering the production level that he already had in college, that sounds crazy to say, but there were a few times where he would drop passes or, you know, maybe be in situations that, you know, he might have ducked a second and dropped it. So, you know, I think that would be the biggest knock on him, if you can really find one on a top 15 pick in the draft. But I do think that as he's shown in his growth here, or at least during his growth here at Louisville, was he does kind of catch up on things and he can improve things. So I would say that is something that is certainly, you know, I'm sure on his radar that he needs to work on. But judging the way he, you know, kind of grew and everything else, I think, you know, he'll catch up on that too.
Let me go to defense for my final question. There's a perception, and it seems to be very true, the Giants are very thin at safety right now, at least going into the draft. There have been a lot of people calling this show, sending me things on Twitter and message boards, asking about Gerard Holloman, also James Sample, a couple of safety prospects out of Nebraska. What do you see from those guys that might make them enticing to draft? And specifically, how do you see them as free safeties or as strong safeties?
Well, Holloman tied the NCAA record for single-season interceptions. I think it was 14. So he was able to kind of use his instincts, and trust the tape study that he had done to really kind of know where the ball was going in certain situations and go get it. But the flip side is he wasn't all that physical. He really didn't help much on the run. You know, a lot of times he would try to go in for, you know, kind of that game-changing big hit that everybody talks about. He would whiff. So, you know, I think part of that was his health, but part of that was, you know, I just don't know how physical of a safety prospect he can be in the NFL. I would think that you would want him to just be sort of a free safety type who can, you know, sort of in that Troy Polamalu blend where, you know, you can expect some big plays, but there's going to be times, as we saw with Troy, as his career developed and he got older, he missed a lot too. So Sample, I think, is a better prospect. I think he's built better. He's a better tackler. I'm pretty sure by the end of the year he led the team in tackling. You know, he's not as big of an interception guy, but he can definitely help on the run and can really be a guy who can influence the defense. So if it were me and I were an NFL GM, I would look strongly at Sample as sort of a mid to late round guy who might be able to help.
All right, I got another question about one of your guys coming out on the defensive side of the ball. I think Charles Gaines is an interesting prospect. He's about 5'9", 5'10", 180 pounds, a converted wide receiver. He has good ball skills, still a little raw at corner. But he seems to me to really project as that good physical, aggressive slot corner to match up inside against some of those smaller and quicker NFL receivers.
Yeah, I mean, he is blazing fast. It was funny that, you know, I was still relatively new to the job when I first saw him. We asked him how fast he was, and he claimed that he runs with animals. he's a really interesting cat, very, very funny. So, you know, his speed is something that I think, yeah, I mean, you guys saw at the combine, just how quick and fast he is. You know, I think that's the type of thing where you could fit him in somewhere, and really, you know, kind of keep molding him. He's only played corner, I think, for 2 years. He was a receiver at a high school.
Yep.
They converted him. So, you know, for him to make that progress, I think, I think he's certainly capable of becoming a pretty reliable NFL guy. But he kind of, you know, this past season, you know, he was the number one corner and teams just threw away from him. So his stats didn't quite live up to what they were the year before. But he's a pretty capable guy too, I would say.
Final question. I just want to ask you quick about a couple of guys on defense in the front seven that could go in the middle rounds here. One is Lorenzo Maldon, outside linebacker, 6'4", 260. Then you got B.J. Dubow, 6'4", 284 on the defensive line. What can you tell us about those two guys real quick, Jeff?
Yeah, Maldon is a relentless pass rusher. He's a really great story off the field. So I think he's the type of guy who could be kind of a late addition and, would really give a team some solid depth. DeBose is a little bit of a sleeper to me. He's a real physical guy, but, you know, was kind of overshadowed by some of the other more talented players that they had on that team. I think he could be a good edge rush type guy too. So those are two guys that I'm very interested to see where they end up because I think they could, you know, be pretty reliable backups and maybe someday morph into maybe some starting positions for them. But they're both pretty good guys.
You mentioned Maldon's story off the field. Would love to hear it. What do you got?
Well, he bounced around from foster homes. He had his offer pulled from South Carolina after he was, I think, on signing day or something like that.
Wow.
That kid has been through a lot, and for him to, he came to Louisville and Charlie Strong was sort of that fatherly figure for him. And, he became a big time fan favorite here. And, and dealing with the media was always very courteous and very interesting. So he's a guy who I think teams will fall in love with in interviews, and really like to add him as sort of a depth guy. You know he's not going to get in trouble. He's going to be a good guy to add to your roster as a young player.
Appreciate it. Hey, thanks for the time, Jeff. We learned some good stuff. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you down the road, all right?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. That's Jeff Greer, covers the Louisville Cardinals for the Courier-Journal.